Richard, how are you?
I'm great, yourself?
I'm fine. Would you talk a little bit about the game in St. Louis, what happened there?
It was a battle. It was back and forth. You know, we made some big plays. They made some big plays, and they were able to come out with it.
Pretty rare to see you guys get beaten through the air even a little bit. Just one of those things, or what?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, kind of rare to see you guys get beaten even more than a few times through the air. Just one of those deals, or anything you can put your finger on?
Just a few mental errors. Guys made mental errors. You know, a few communication errors, personnel mistakes, simple things. Just got to knock the rust off.
Would you go back to those final 4 minutes in last January's NFC title game and tell us what your memories are from then, what your emotions were?
Honestly, I don't even remember. You know, we try to move on from the year before and move on to the next year. So I really don't have much to say about last year's game.
Where do you think this team is this year? Do you think you're as good as you have been the past couple of years?
I always feel like we're good. We're a good team. You know, we just got to go out there and execute, do what we need to do to execute our game plan that we come up with. Guys got to make tackle and run and hit, and we'll be fine.
Your thoughts on this Sunday's game against the Packers? Would you talk a little bit about the unique challenge the Packers face present?
Well, Aaron's their offense, their guy. He does a great job, one of the best quarterbacks in this football league. Getting the ball out quick, executing, moving around in the pocket. So he always presents a unique challenge. So we're going to do our best to get ready for him.
You've gone through a lot of games in your career where quarterbacks don't throw to you and avoid your side of the field. I was just curious, what is it like in those games where you know a guy's just not going to throw at you more than likely?
I don't think you ever know. You know, so you treat every play like you're going to get the ball. The ball is coming your way. You focus. You guard your guy to the best of your ability. And if the ball doesn't come, you prepare for the next play the same way. I don't think you ever prepare for the ball not to get thrown your way. You know, then you get lots of days cool in your technique and you give up big plays.
As you dealt with the arm injury in the game last year in the championship game, were you surprised the Packers didn't test you a little bit more?
Like I said, this is a new year, and we always talk about this year. We try not to go backwards and talk about what happened last year, so we're going to focus on this year's game.
Well, what's the mood of the team right now, Richard, coming off this loss?
It's great. It's great. You know, guys are upbeat. Guys are, you know, we understand what it is. It's a long season. One game doesn't define us. It's not like we went undefeated last year. So we're going to continue to fight, continue to get better, improve this to next week.
You know, back to not getting thrown at, do you think they're afraid of you?
No, I don't think anybody's afraid of me. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just in his progressions. Other guys may have come open. You know, it could be a number of factors.
Were the Chancellor's holdout and the contract stuff with Wilson, Russell Wilson, going through most of this past summer, has it been a problem for the team? Has it been a distraction at all?
It hasn't been a distraction at all. It's always something during off season. You know, guys don't really concern themselves with that. You know, this other guy's issue. You know, you're happy for guys when they get their money, and you support guys otherwise.
In what way was it most noticeable last week that Cam wasn't on the field? Is there anything different about the way it feels when he's not back there?
Not really. You know, it's just it was the same old for us. You know, it came down to running and tackling as it always does, and guys missed a few more tackles than they usually miss. You know, guys that usually make tackles missed a few. We had a few missed assignments, but overall, it felt the same.
Obviously, the Packers have to get over losing to you guys, and you guys have the Super Bowl. How do you get over that?
It's easy. You get ready for the next season. Like it didn't happen. You know, I mean. Like I said before, just that those moments don't define you. It doesn't matter what happened last year, win, lose, or draw. You know, it doesn't win you any games or lose you any games the next year. So you treat every season like a new experience and a new adventure because it is.
So where does that come from? You know how fans are. Fans are still, you know, in the states of depression around here and out there, I'm sure. How does an athlete get that mindset of you just got to move on?
Because an athlete's been through it before. That's the difference between an athlete and a fan. An athlete has been through adversity, has been through adverse situations, has had their ups and downs, has had their great games and their bad games. So they understand the mindset you have to have when you have to perform week after week after week. Fans sometimes get stuck in a certain mindset.
What have you done so well against Rodgers and these guys?
Honestly, I don't know. We just play hard, you know. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. We just play as hard as we can and let chips fall where they may. I don't think we do anything particularly different. You know, he gets his plays because he's the best quarterback in the world, and we got to, you know, play around and try to make our plays when they're there.
Will you guys take a look back at film from a few years prior to get a look at what James Jones did in the offense here, or is last week's game enough for you going into Sunday?
I think we know what to expect from James Jones. You know, he has a fantastic rapport with A-Rod, and we understand that. We understand his strengths and things he does well, and we'll watch the film from last week and check in some of the film from what he did in Oakland and things of that nature. But, you know, you can only go by what the film he's put up most recently with A-Rod. You know, you can't go back a few years. You know, it's a totally different offense, totally different approach, so you have to go with what you have.
Kind of an obvious question here, but you've seen Rodgers healthy and mobile, and you've seen him when he's not mobile. How much greater is the challenge when he can do what he wants to do with the speed?
I think the challenge is just the same. You know, I think he finds a way to make himself the same player regardless of how mobile or not mobile he is. You know, he still is able to make the same plays. We played him both ways, and he's a great player, and he's a tough challenge either way.